To discuss some of the implications for Australian businesses from the trade talks at the G7, I was joined earlier by Innes Willicks, the Chief Executive of the Australian Industry Group. Innes Willicks, thanks for talking to AM.
Thank you.
Scott Morrison thinks a free trade deal with Britain can be done within 12 months after Brexit. What's your reaction to that?
Well, we have to have Brexit first and see how the UK comes out of that and how Europe comes out of that. But undoubtedly there's an opportunity for Australia to negotiate a deal with the UK, and we would hope that it could be done as quickly as possible if it comes to that. There's obviously, though, a lot of danger in Brexit occurring. It's going to be another disruption to the global economy. We've already got US-China trade causing massive disruption in the global economy. That's an opportunity for Australia, but there's also enormous risks at a time when the Australian economy is quite clearly slowing. So a deal with the UK would obviously be positive, but we just don't know really the circumstances under which it would occur. That's the great unknown at the moment.
On to the China-US trade war. China's trade negotiator has said that his country is willing to negotiate to resolve the trade dispute with the US in a calm manner. How likely is that, given the unconventional tactics from the US president?
I think everyone in business would hope that this can be resolved very quickly. How it can be resolved is the question. And this dispute probably hasn't reached its zenith yet, but it is causing enormous disruption and unpredictability in global trade and among business, no matter where they are in the world. And it's just adding a level of volatility into the system that we haven't seen for a very, very long time.
What are Australian businesses telling you about the fallout from that trade conflict?
Well, what we've seen is our dollar fall to very low levels, decade low levels, Sabra, but Australian business hasn't been able to take advantage of that in a way that they would have historically, because of global trading tensions mean that others elsewhere in the economic cycle are less likely also to invest, so that Australian businesses just don't have the benefits that they might have once had. And plus, it's also impacting on confidence here. We have China and the US are essentially our two biggest trading partners at war, and we don't know how it's going to be resolved. So business pause, uncertainty. I've had the benefit of talking to a range of US congressmen in recent times who represent districts, you know, with soybean farmers and big numbers of retirees and heavy manufacturing, and they're from both sides of the aisle. And I think there's a steeliness of their purpose here. There might be disputes around strategy and tactics, but I think that there's unity around the purpose of seeing this through. So that doesn't give me confidence that anything is going to be resolved in the short term, and that's feeding through into Australian business.
You were a former Australian Consul General to the US. How are businesses coping? Are they frustrated by the gyrations?
Well, business is waiting and seeing how it will resolve and how it impacts on investment. It just slows down the business cycle. While there's this uncertainty, it means that business is less likely to make significant investment decisions, and then that flows through to business growth, economic growth, productivity, all of those issues. And so, you know, there's almost like, in many ways, a bit of a pause button being hit here until business sees how this is resolved. And at the moment, it's only day by day seeming to get worse. And that's why we need a resolution, and that's why countries like Australia, who are sort of drive-by victims of this, can help in some way to play a role with the two big economic superpowers to resolve it, because it is doing damage.
Yeah, well, how much economic danger is Australia potentially exposed to if this does go pear-shaped in the weeks ahead?
Well, we have a weakening economy at the moment, and I mean, quite frankly, that was why it was quite pleasing to see the Treasurer yesterday talk about productivity in the way he did, because productivity growth is the only way we're going to get sustained economic growth. But in the meantime, our economy, for a range of reasons, is going through a period of slowdown and quite significant stress in parts of the economy as well. You look at some sectors, you know, quite clearly in or very much on the cusp of recession within the economy, and we're being held up in many ways by our trading relationship, particularly our trading relationship with China. That's why this trade dispute is so important to be resolved so that we can get some certainty back.
Innes Willecks, thanks for talking to AM this morning.
Thank you.
And Innes Willecks is the Chief Executive of the Australian Industry Group.